at the United States Supreme Court today, a victory for college athletes who had sued the NCAA in a long-standing quest to get compensated for their talents. The court ruled that the NCAA cannot ban some modest payments to student athletes, but the unanimous decision was narrow, and it did not decide the broader question of paying athletes a salary. It could still have a major impact on the multi-billion dollar business of college sports. So let's bring in NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. She is on Skype. Carrie, welcome.
Happy to be here.
And the court ruled that some payments to student athletes should be allowed. What kind of compensation are we talking about here?
This is a narrow slice of non-cash payments. Items related to education, things like laptops and other computers, musical instruments, postgraduate internships, and also things like vocational school scholarships after some of these student athletes graduate from college or university.
Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote the unanimous opinion. What's the court's reasoning?
Justice Gorsuch pointed out this case sits at the intersection of the complex relationship between colleges, sports, and money. College sports, of course, is a massive business. $1.1 billion for television broadcast rights to March Madness, the basketball tournament every year. And the court has been wary of blurring the line between college sports and professional sports. But Justice Gorsuch pointed out the NCAA is not immune from antitrust laws. And he said it seems to have violated the Sherman Antitrust Act when it tried to limit these kinds of educational related compensation payments to student athletes.
Well, the NCAA here will obviously disagree. Just remind us what their arguments were against allowing these kinds of payments.
The NCAA was very protective of its definition of what it called amateur sports and wanted to protect the market, the unique market for college athletics, and not have it turn into or morph into the same thing as professional sports. The NCAA also argued that there were other ways to achieve these kinds of goals without allowing these educational payments. But in the end, as you pointed out, the Supreme Court unanimously disagreed there.
Well, Gorsuch acknowledged potential criticism over this ruling because it is limited. Advocates are already saying, though, that it could have a pretty big impact on college sports. What are you hearing about what those broader implications could be, even though this is a narrow ruling?
Well, you know, one justice would have gone even further. Brett Kavanaugh wrote a concurring opinion to say the NCAA is not above the law and basically that any other industry would not be able to get away with this kind of anti-competitive behavior. Former athletes are saying this court decision today is a good thing, but it, of course, does not bear on this ongoing debate over the use of athlete names and images and likenesses. That idea is under consideration by Congress, and about a dozen state legislatures have already acted on that issue of trying to achieve some compensation for players whose images are used for promotional reasons. But those payments, of course, wouldn't come from colleges and universities. They'd come from athletic companies and others, of course.
And what kind? Yeah, and what kind of reaction are you hearing to today's decision from different points of view?
You know, the NCAA is just out with a statement. It points out that the Supreme Court allows the governing body to adopt reasonable rules and that the NCAA can decide what are and are not truly educational benefits, which was the heart of this case. NCAA President Mark Emmert also says that they're going to be working with Congress to chart a path forward, which is a point the Supreme Court expressly stated in its ruling, especially on this issue of name, image, and likeness use for student athletes. Of course, these athletes, their wages are depressed at a time when Justice Gorsuch pointed out that Mark Emmert earns something like $4 million a year to run the NCAA. And many college coaches at the football and basketball level can easily earn over $1 million a year in salaries. But the student athletes, of course, don't earn anything like that. They have very modest scholarships and some bonuses on top of that.
Carrie Johnson, what does it say to you that this ruling from the Supreme Court, as we've said, was unanimous? Every justice got behind the decision, whether they're conservative or liberal.
This is a really hard line drawing exercise for the court. A number of the justices are huge sports fans, Justice Kagan, Brett Kavanaugh, and others. And they did not want to blow up what college sports has meant to so many people and what has become, what it has come to mean and symbolize. At the same time, there's some kind of fundamental unfairness to student athletes not profiting off of their labor, which earns many, many other people millions and billions of dollars annually. And the justices drew a line rather narrowly here. We're going to have to see whether other challenges, legal challenges, get to the high court and whether they're as comfortable and unanimous in drawing those kinds of lines moving forward.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thank you so much.
My pleasure.